On today's show, GM says that ride-sharing could take over 75% of all miles driven. Thanks to Autopilot, Tesla owners in England get insurance discounts, and why car dealers steer customers away from electric cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, it looks like Acura is going to trade off one model for another. Auto Forecast Solutions reports that the plans for building the Acura ILX in Marysville, Ohio, were canceled. Marysville will stop building the four-door sedan, and it will be replaced with an Acura battery electric that goes into production in April of 2021. Have you heard of gliders that are used in the heavy trucking industry? Gliders are rebuilt trucks with refurbished bodies but don't have a powertrain. Then buyers can install rebuilt older engines. And back in 2015, the EPA mandated that gliders must meet current emission requirements, but under the Trump administration, the agency wants to repeal that rule. Consumers Union warns that gliders don't have to meet safety regs either. They would be exempt from being equipped with things like electronic stability control, automatic emergency braking, and V2V communications. Some trucking firms like gliders because they're cheaper. But the big truck OEMs also don't like gliders since they're a deliberate end run around emission standards. Still to come, ZF wants to make sure that people don't drive on the wrong side of the road.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
General Motors believes it can make a lot of money with ride-sharing services, but it all has to do with getting the cost down. Right now, the cost for offering rides from Uber or Lyft works out to around $2 to $3 a mile. That's kind of high, and limits those companies to only 0.1% of all vehicle miles traveled. But GM says if you get the cost down to $1 a mile, that opens up the market to 20% of all miles traveled. And if you get it under $1, then ride-sharing can compete with 75% of all miles traveled. GM has a plan to get that cost under $1 a mile around the year 2025. And it predicts that the market will then be worth hundreds of billions of dollars, or 300 times greater than what the ride-sharing services earn today. Tesla claims that crash rates on its models that use autopilot have 40% fewer accidents, and now owners in Britain can get insurance discounts. The region's largest auto insurer, Direct Line, is offering Tesla owners a 5% discount for switching on the car's autopilot system. Sounds pretty good, except that Direct Line says it's still not sure if improved safety from autopilot justifies the lower premiums. It hopes the discount will encourage the use of the system and aid research. Well, maybe. Or this could just be some kind of promotional campaign. Who knew that driving down the wrong side of the road is such a big problem? From 2004 to 2009, the National Traffic Safety Board says about 360 people a year were victims of wrong-way drivers in the U.S., and in Germany, last year alone, there were 2,200 radio announcements of wrong-way incidents. So ZF came up with a solution. The wrong-way inhibit system warns drivers with an acoustic signal, seatbelt vibration, and an optical signal on the dashboard. Steering wheel resistance is also increased to tell the driver they're about to go the wrong way. If all that doesn't work, the system will keep the car to the outside edge of a lane, gradually bringing it to a stop, and turning on the high beams and hazard lights to warn other drivers. Wrong way inhibit will only allow the driver to back up or drive out if there's room. ZF uses multiple technologies for the system, like detailed maps and cameras that can read traffic signs and lane markings. Why would car dealers steer customers away from electric cars? That's coming up next.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
We're seeing major changes in the auto industry as suppliers are trying to boost their stock prices. Many traditional suppliers are looking to dump technologies related to the internal combustion engine and get into electrification and mobility instead. Bosch, the largest automotive supplier in the world, sold off its business for starters and turbochargers to Chinese companies. Delphi is spinning off its autonomous technology into a new company called Aptiv, and now Autoliv, the Swedish supplier of airbags and safety equipment, is spinning off its electronics business into a new company, but hasn't chosen a new name yet. While Wall Street will applaud the move, there's a sense in some parts of the industry that this is just a bunch of financial engineering aimed at short-term financial gains that will not help these companies in the long run. Electric cars get outsized media coverage, but so far this year, they only account for 0.18% of the American market. But maybe that's because EVs face an uphill battle at dealerships. A study from the research firm Ipsos RDA shows that dealers steer customers away from EVs and toward mainstream models because that's what they're comfortable selling. The study also found some dealers have limited or no EV inventory, and the ones that do seldomly offer test drives. There's even a lack of marketing materials displayed or made available, a lack of designated salespeople, and the sales process can be inconsistent from one dealer to another. While many consumers have not likely hit that tipping point for switching to an EV, dealers could still do a better job selling them. Hey, don't forget to join us this Thursday for AutoLine After Hours. Our guest is Simon Sproul, the Chief Marketing Officer for Aston Martin. Join John and Gary for some of the best insights on what's happening in the global automotive industry. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.